This is Tashika and her wife, India, and she has hidradenitis suppurativa, aka HS. She was on last week's episode of Dr. Pimple Popper Breaking Out. This is Dr. Hadar Levtov, who is a board-certified dermatologist in practice in Miami, and he is an expert at HS. He brought me this patient because she was going to be on the West Coast, and we thought that it would really be a good example and sort of bring more attention to hidradenitis suppurativa. So thank you, Dr. Levtov, for taking such good care of Tashika and so many others. HS is usually first noticed in puberty, and you get these painful bumps, cysts, abscesses, or what you might call boils in areas of your skin that can rub together, like your armpits, under the breasts, on the inner thigh area, on the tush. These are very embarrassing because they are very painful and they leak. If you can see, there's little openings to this, and there are tunnels under the skin. It's sort of almost like a groundhog that burrows under the grass in your yard. You know, there's like a tunnel under there, and these leak, and these patients feel like there's an odor there. They're deeply embarrassing, a source of great shame, and something that they hide from their family members, from their loved ones, even their husbands or wives. Something really great that has come from my show is that we have been able to bring more awareness of the skin condition and really have realized that it's actually more prevalent than we have thought it was in the past. I think it affects 1% of the population, maybe more. So there are literally millions of people that have this condition and deal with it privately, silently. Now, there's so much I could say about the skin condition, and I'm sure the many of you that are realizing or that know already that you have this have so many questions. But I want to actually talk here about the fact that there are two main treatment options that are relatively new that are really changing the course of this condition that really can help you improve your condition and improve the quality of your life. First, there are new medications that are usually via injection called biologics, and they have been shown to slow down the inflammatory process, how it gets red and angry and how often it gets irritated. And if you have severe disease, we can combine this with surgery. There's a newer type of surgery. It's called deroofing. And that's what I did on this patient. That's where I drew out. You take a probe and you follow one opening. You can see an opening sort of right there. And I kind of follow and see where that tunnel takes you under the skin. And we open that area up and let it heal what we call secondarily so that the tunnel is exposed and open. It's as if you took in the grass, that groundhog that has burrowed these tunnels, you just opened up those tunnels so that the groundhog has nowhere to hide. That leaky fluid that gets caught in those tunnels has nowhere to hide. We do this under local anesthesia. You can see this is what that area looked like after I had opened or de-roofed, took off the roof of these tunnels. The second thing I want to tell you is that not all dermatologists feel comfortable with treating this skin condition, and certainly other doctors of other specialties, they might not even know. HS might not even be on the radar. So it can be very intimidating and defeating for a lot of patients to go in and see a doctor for this, even a dermatologist. This takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of questions and that need to be answered, a lot of time for examination and explanation, even for a dermatologist. So if it's a derm that is not really an expert or knowledgeable about HS, it can even be hard to get answers from him or her. Which brings me back to Dr. Levtov. I think that he is great. He treats so many patients, and he has a very good handle and understanding of HS. Also, I want to introduce you to Dr. Jamie Weissman, who is a dermatologist in Atlanta, Georgia, who is also very knowledgeable about HS and how to treat it. It takes a lot to go in and see a doctor and to talk about this condition that you're so embarrassed about that you might not even tell anybody in your family. And then for you to feel sort of dismissed or like hurried out and not have all the answers or even start to get any answers to any of your questions is defeating. It makes you not want to see a dermatologist. There's some great platforms that discuss this and really give you real information and help to connect you with doctors who really will listen to you and know how to treat your condition. You've got HS Connect, who also Make History. And there's also The Acid, which is a great nonprofit. So good luck to you guys. Just know that there are some really great breakthroughs and there's some really great things out there. If you haven't seen a dermatologist in a long time, if you have never seen one at all, reach out to us. There are certainly many of us who want to help you. You got to take a little of that power into your own hands and you have to go seek it out, okay? So good luck to you guys.